This is St. Louis Public Radio. Just a few years ago, Gone Sec thought she had a limited future in the United States. An Italian immigrant of West African heritage, she couldn't speak English and struggled in school, but with perseverance and help, she overcame many obstacles. Today, the Florissant teen begins her first day in college on a full scholarship. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler reports her journey is paved with the support of teachers, music, and family.
Gone Sec, her three little sisters, and her mother and father gather around the kitchen table. Speaking in her parents' native West African Wolof language, she shows them images of blue pants on her laptop, looking for the best ones to wear under her graduation gown. Details like the right pants matter. Being thorough is Gone's trademark.
I would do my homework every day, and then I would be like super excited when test time is about to come around because I'm like, oh my God, I can practice this and see how good I've gotten at this skill.
But Gone wasn't always this excited about school. In fact, she dreaded it. To understand why, let's back up to where her story begins. More than two decades ago, Gone's parents set off on a journey that would take them nearly 8,000 miles. Leaving the instability of their native Senegal, they joined relatives in Italy, where Gone was born. But while the family felt safe, Gone was targeted at school for her black skin.
My peers, they weren't exposed to being around people of my skin color as much, and I went through a lot of bullying.
Even teachers could be cruel.
I remember once my teacher stopped grading my math test, and then she just like came to my desk and she just threw it in my face, and she was telling me, like, I can't believe this. You're just too dumb.
Gone failed second grade and struggled through the rest of elementary school.
Trying to look into the future, I would picture myself in a factory somewhere.
Then her parents moved the family from Italy to St. Louis, where they also had relatives. She began seventh grade at Westview Middle School in the financially struggling Riverview Gardens School District. There, a teacher took interest in her, letting this child who spoke Wolof and Italian but no English use her iPad to translate the instructions for assignments.
And it just really got to me how a teacher actually cared about me enough to do that, because I never had that.
That bit of support encouraged Gone to work on her English. By the end of middle school, she understood almost everything she heard and could speak well enough to get by. But when she entered Riverview Gardens High School, some things were still unclear, like the meaning of the word elective and the names of musical instruments. Her counselor chose band, and the music director picked the flute.
I was like, oh my God, that's really cool, but I have no clue what to do with this thing. I took it home, and just like I did when I was learning English, I researched a lot, and I went on YouTube a lot. So I was self-teaching. I was self-teaching flute.
Playing the flute became a way of dealing with the stress of always feeling not good enough, not smart enough.
It was kind of what kept me going and built my confidence.
Gone began playing in the school jazz band. Soon, she was taking and acing honors classes.
Gone's work ethic is second to none.
That's Harvey Lockhart, Riverview Gardens High School band director.
She has a big heart. She's a great person, great leader. We want to help a lot of people. And we just had to really help her to balance herself and not, you know, not take on so many things.
But even as she inspired others, Gone still had her own disappointments. Like when she earned an 18 on her first ACT test. Good enough for community college, but not a major university. So Gone started a study group at school and eventually brought her score up to a 28. With the help of an organization called College Bound, she filled out college applications. Lots of them.
I applied to a total of 88 schools. So,
why so many?
It's because, like, I was really fearful. But I actually got into 70-something colleges, and I ended up getting $1.5 million in scholarships. So I really did not expect that.
Something else she didn't expect, to be named class valedictorian, a distinction she earned with her 4.4 grade point average. As far as college, Goni accepted a full ride to Washington University, in large part so she can be near her family, especially her sisters. She says the older ones, including 9-year-old Aminata, are always watching.
Like, she would always, like, help me with my homework, and then she helped me with a lot of things. I got straight A's on my report card.
Awesome. And you think that's partly because of her?
Yeah.
Gone and her parents, her father, Ibrahima, is an Uber driver, her mother, Fatu, a hair braider, are aware that many others are upset about what they see as dwindling resources for immigrants in this country. But to them, the United States is a land of opportunity. Gone translates for her mother.
She said that it makes her really grateful because she has witnessed all of the support that I've gotten. It makes her really grateful that I'm able to stand there as a valedictorian.
The whole family turns out for Gone's graduation, all dressed up. Gone has found just the right royal blue pencil pants to match her gown and 5-inch heels.
Class of 2018, if you believe in it, you will shake the world one day. We made it.
After Gone gives her valedictorian address, she sings a solo with the Riverview Gardens High School Jazz Band.
I am invincible, unbreakable, unstoppable.
Today is Gone's first day at WashU. She's thinking about a double major in music composition and mechanical engineering. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.